Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
No.
Do you remember any old-fashioned medicine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you cut your foot, you go in the corn crib or what have you and get a wad of spider webs and put in the wound or the gash where it's bleeding, and it stops bleeding, and plus it don't set up infection.
Does that work?
It works. Work in the country. That's all we had.
Anything else like that that people used to do?
Well, we had a lot of different little methods, but that's one particular one that stood out as far as we had some kind of like something similar to a bar soap, but it was maybe greasy or oily, like you put over the old lamp, get it hot or warm, and rub on a maybe a sore arm or something. But there was quite a few methods or quite a few different ways that we doctored ourselves and not using anything from a drugstore, but just so well, rubbing liniment was the main one you bought. That's the only one I can remember you bought so much of, that and alcohol, you know.
The kind of tree that you tap for syrup, you call that a...
For what? Syrup. Well, our syrup always came from sugar cane.
What different kinds of trees did they have around here?
Pine, oak, blackjacks, which is a small oak, sprout or whatever you call it, sweet gum tree, are we talking about fruit trees and all, or just...
Just different trees that you
had. Had pear trees, pecan trees, very few peach trees, which the peaches didn't grow very much, and had a few apple trees. You got your fig trees, which, now fig trees, we had quite a few of those, but we depended on our fig trees. But, well, that's about all, I guess. We got plenty of dogwood trees.
What about a tree that's got, it's a shade tree, it's got long white limbs and white scaly bark you can peel off? Do you ever hear of
Sycamore. Heard of it, but...
Do you have that around here?
I don't know. Undoubtedly so, because I've heard of it quite often, but... as far as sycamore tree, I never been around them that much, you know.
What about a tree that's sort of the symbol of the South? It's got big white flowers and shiny green leaves on it.
You'll find out I don't know that much about flowers and trees.
Do you ever hear of a cowcumber tree or magnolia tree?
Magnolia.
And the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
And this is a kind of a bush or shrub, grows next to a road or a fence. The leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it has berries on it.
I was talking about it, but I can't think of the name of it. I was always taught not to eat the berries. That's all I can remember about them.
You weren't supposed to eat the berries?
Right. I was always taught not to eat the berries, red berries off the